The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 6 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Daniel Shear, and here are today's headlines. Montreal plans to go greener, promoting electric cars, and unreal prices for real estate. Today, the mayor of Montreal, Valérie Plante, and other representatives of the executive community have announced regarding the ecological transition of the metropolis. Uyen Nguyen is joining us live from the meeting at the Botanical Gardens. Uyen, how are they hoping to make the city greener?
So the government of the Montreal city is trying to keep track of the use of paper and plastic bag in the near future. Like the mayor indicated in her announcement today about their hope to keep the reproductions of paper and plastic to minimal, especially in the producing industry and like newspaper. She encouraged the reuse of like paper and plastic, like if possible.
How are they going to get the information out?
The city is planning on a 1 year from now plan to distribute flyers and green stickers over the place to ask people to keep track on their personal use of paper. And she also talked about like how they've been approaching out to newspaper and media outlets to ask them about like changing the model of producing newspaper in traditional models by like the use of papers.
So we've been working with local papers, kind of a group. We put together a group so we reflect on that. They are well aware that their model has to adapt and change.
So the mayor of Montreal today say that she wants to bring out a message to encourage other mayors to like follow the same path, because it is a really concerning issue nowadays regarding the ecological transitions and environment protection.
My message today, though, is I encourage them to do what we're doing. I encourage all the mayors, all the municipalities in Quebec, because let's be real, this is the right way to go.
Thank you, Uyen. The federal government is working to make Canada greener by introducing new green technology. There is now a new 2022 budget that is being implemented in which they will invest zero-emission vehicles and clean technologies. Kayla Mello-Costa joins us in the studio with the details. Kayla, how much money is being invested?
At a press conference this morning, the Minister for Women and Gender Equality and Youth, Marcy Lin, highlighted the GC's $13.2 billion budget plan for 2022. The minister declared that with smart investments such as this one, it will help ensure a better future for Canadians as they will continuously work on helping to protect Canada's environment, which will also help grow the green economy.
And how will this investment help improve the environment?
They hope that this investment will improve the most pressing issue that our planet faces today, climate change. By introducing new technology such as solar-powered vehicles, they hope that their new innovations will reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The government hopes to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in Canada by 40 to 45% by 2030. The minister also intends to expand the growth of the manufacturing of zero-emission vehicles.
We'll reduce our emissions by 40 to 45% below 2005 levels by 2030 and move forward toward reaching net zero by 2050. We will protect the environment and help mitigate the financial and ecological costs associated with biodiversity loss. And we will make it easier and more affordable for Canadians and Canadian businesses to adopt clean technologies.
How will this investment affect the economy?
In March 2020, everything changed as the pandemic majorly hurt Canada's economy and many people lost their jobs. According to the minister, investing in the environment will not only help to create a greener environment, but it will also provide thousands of jobs. The budget outlined a plan to grow the economy based on an important pillar, which is investing in a green transition.
The pandemic kept us away from our loved ones and brought our economy to a standstill. 3 million people in Canada lost their jobs, and our economy contracted by 17%. But that's why our economy has not just recovered today. It is booming, and it's booming because of the investments that we made in people like you.
With the budget in place, the government will continue to implement new innovations and technology in order to make Canada a greener place to live.
Thank you, Kayla. Liberal MNA David Birnbaum will not seek re-election in the October 3rd general election. Birnbaum informed the Liberal caucus about his decision this past Sunday, stating that he wants to return to other interests. He states that his departure is not related to the quagmire that the Liberal Party currently finds itself in because of the overhaul of Bill 96. Home prices have been skyrocketing for the last couple years. That is pricing a lot of people out of the market. If you were hoping that it would get better anytime soon, you may need to think again. Here's Matthew Skelhorn with the story.
Home buyers simply cannot catch a break over the last 2 years. Real estate agent Dion Jean-Claude explains what is causing the price outrage in the housing market right now.
The situation that is happening right now, that there's less houses on the market than the actual buyers. For one house, we have like 8 buyers, which is the reason why that the prices are going that high.
Jean-Claude mentioned that some buyers have more money than usual due to the previous COVID-19 restrictions. This allowed buyers to raise their bid, and it ultimately caused a huge increase in home prices. So, instead of buying a home that is already built, why not build one of your own? Well, it is not looking any cheaper. Quebec Construction Association's Guillaume Hull explains why that is.
100% of the cost of the higher cost of the homes right now are due to the fluctuation of the construction materials.
Hull also said that these prices are a roller coaster. It is mainly because of big crises happening in Ukraine and the pandemic, for example. Construction worker Pierre Adandeguir also noticed a shortage in materials.
Is the way it's worked. So when all people want the material to build their home and there's not, every price goes up.
Both Hull and Deguir mentioned that the lack of materials seriously impacts the price. Home buyers may need more time than they thought to buy their home, whether it is built or not. Matthew Skelhorn, Concordia News, Montreal.
A new survey shows that many French CEGEPs want the government to impose Bill 101 on the CEGEP system. The bill was designed to strengthen the province's language law. However, English CEGEP representatives have stated that their schools are just being targeted because of how successful they are. The president of the CEGEP Federation says that the restrictions could backfire, pushing young Quebecers to study outside of the province. This could be good news for students or bad news. A teacher strike that was scheduled to begin on Monday at UQAM has been called off. They talked all through the night and only made the deal a couple of hours before the strike was set to begin. The union said that management wanted to impose setbacks on their current collective agreement on specific issues. Details of the deal haven't been made public yet. The Toronto Raptors will officially be facing the Philadelphia 76ers in the playoffs. Quebec speed skating champion won his last medal in Montreal, and Scottie Scheffler won his first Masters jacket. Here's Alex Tadio with all our sports news.
Scheffler outshines them all at Augusta.
Even with a lot of stress on the greens in the final round, Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters for the first time. He closed with a 1-under-71 for a three-shot victory over Rory McIlroy. He delivered key putts to keep Cameron Smith at bay, as Tiger Woods announced that he will now only be playing the big tournaments. Charles Hamelin closed his career with the bronze medal in the 5,000-meter relay in Montreal.
The medal at the end doesn't mean anything. I had my last moment at home with my crowd, with my family, with my daughter. I just want to thank you. Thanks everyone for all those years. You give me a little love, I'll love you back.
It was with a lot of emotion that the Quebec speed skating champion officially retired last weekend. Canada had a great championship as Pascal Dion also won the 3,000 meter race. The Toronto Raptors, a team feared by others, will be facing the Philadelphia 76ers in the first playoff round.
If we're rolling, I think we have the potential to do some damage, some real, real, real damage in the playoffs if we got it going.
The Raptors will be in Philadelphia on Saturday for the Game 1. The Dallas Stars confirmed their spot for the NHL playoffs with a 6-4 win against Chicago Blackhawks. The Winnipeg Jets are in town to face the Montreal Canadiens tonight. The Habs will have to play without Jake Allen, who is dealing with injury. And that's it for sports.
Thank you, Alex. If you're looking for an excuse to pamper your pet, we've got one for you. Today is National Pet Day. Cuddle your puppies and spoil your kittens. Our furry friends deserve all of our love on this special day after always greeting us at the door after a long day at work. So go out to your local pet store and grab your pal's favorite treat or a new toy. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. On the weather front, it looks like we're in for a warm but rainy week. Clear skies are expected early on with a high of 10 degrees. Heavy rain is expected to fall for 3 days straight on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But get ready for Friday, as it's looking like it's going to be the nicest day of the year so far, with a high of 16 degrees and sunny. For this weekend, it's going to be a mixed bag of rain on Saturday and a sunny Sunday. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Daniel Shear.